But for now, though, I've some good news in that Tralee is being nominated for the Best Kept Towns competition. The town had another impressive result in this year's Tidy Towns competition, and it is now going to be an entrant in the Best Kept Large Urban Centre category. And Mayor of Tralee, Councillor Mikey Sheehy, is here in studio with me to talk some more about this. Mikey, welcome, first of all.
Good to be here. Thanks, Deirdre.
Some people might be confused because they're wondering, is this a different competition to the regular annual Tidy Towns thing? Is it part of it, or what's the story?
It's part of it. So basically, like you just said there, Tralee's been recommended to go forward to hopefully be awarded or get some sort of recognition as Ireland's best kept town. I think the category is in large urban spaces. Obviously, look, for a start, it's a huge endorsement of Tralee currently. The town has been on a roll in terms of tidy towns and the eyeball recognition over the last 10 years, 10 gold medals in a row, which is a testament, I suppose, to the absolute hard work and dedication that has gone into the event and putting Tralee's best face forward over the last 10, 15 years or so. And I suppose that doesn't happen overnight either, Deirdre. You know, these awards are very hard fought. They're very competitive. The rankings and the markings behind the awards are extremely difficult and very difficult to achieve. And I suppose it's through a collaborative effort, number of groups. I have to mention, obviously, our own Tralee MD, led by Niamh, Cullum, Jean, all the MD team, and the staff of Kerry County Council who got out and rolled their sleeves up. You have Tralee Tidy Towns, headed up by our own Brendan O'Brien, who's the chair of Tralee Tidy Towns. The work and effort they put in, week out, is off the charts. And again, they're very conscious of different aspects of the awarding structure. So it's not just about, you know, obviously, it's about tidy spaces and well-kept areas, but also in terms of biodiversity and whatnot in terms of the award. You have, again, business community in Tralee, headed up by Tralee Chamber Alliance, who again roll their sleeves up and get involved. And again, look, we've had huge changes in Tralee in terms of the urban space in around the centre of town. The Island of Geese, the Mall, all of these areas being redeveloped and bringing more of an urban scape to the side of the town. Look, the businesses have had to adapt and adjust to those changes, but again, they've rolled their sleeves up and they've come out and, you know, we have our town looking extremely well. And finally, last but not very, very much not least, the community employment schemes throughout Tralee, again, who are on the ground. They're the cold hard face, and they're rolling their sleeves up week in, week out to, you know, whether it be get the grass cut, to have areas for biodiversity, physical litter picking and whatnot. But I suppose, look, we're very excited by this, and we're very excited to be nominated. Like I said, it's a big endorsement of Tralee over the last 10 years or so. And look, I suppose it's up to all of us as well. It's not just these groups. It's, you know, it's residence committees who keep their areas and estates in great order, but it's also decisions that individuals like ourselves make. You know, it's that leave no trace behind us. You know, when you're leaving the house, leave no trace behind you when you come back. Bring your rubbish home and keep our town looking very well.
Exactly. And we all have a role to play. Just a couple of things that struck me, Mikey, and I mean, this is very welcome, and it's great news for Tralee. But I think it's a bit like the, was it Fianna Fáil that had the thing, lots done, more to do, that slogan? Absolutely. And it's a bit like that with Tralee as well, because some parts of it look great, but two things that would stand out to me as someone who lives in the town and loves the town, the two things that I think are the big problems, and this is just as a regular member of the public and resident, the ongoing dog mess problem, which still is very, very much an issue up the end of town where I live. And the second thing is the amount of derelict properties around the town and closed down businesses. And I think if we could sort out those two things, are there any measures?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose just the first issue that you raised there, just in terms of dog falling, I would personally say I think we've had a marked improvement over the last number of years, but it does occur, unfortunately. And I was getting calls in terms of, you know, over the last couple of months, and I suppose during that winter period when you come into spring and people are out and about that bit more, and people start to notice things like that. I'll give an example. Every time I do the odd bit of running, every time I seem to buy a new pair of runners, I seem to christen them on a jog, which isn't very nice. And again, look, you get calls. It's a serious problem. You get calls from families, for example, who are out walking kids in buggies and strollers and whatnot, and it's not a nice thing to deal with. But look, that being said, the endorsement, we've 10 gold medals over the last 10 years. Is there any endorsement of how much we've moved forward over the last 20 to 30 years? The fact that obviously we have much more walking areas. We're very lucky now to have the 13.5 kilometre greenway.
And much more dogs as well.
And much more, yeah, correct. Coming out of COVID, absolutely, much more dogs. But I suppose it's just in terms of keeping those spaces up to that really high standard that we've become accustomed to. I suppose Tralee Town Park has won numerous awards over the last number of years. You also have areas like the wetlands that have been acknowledged and recognised over the last 2-3 years in terms of awarding and how they present themselves. So look, I suppose I'm saying this with my Tralee hat on. I'm very proud of where I'm from. I'm very proud of Tralee. I genuinely think we live in a fantastic town and space, as we are in Kerry. I think we're very lucky to be in the southwest of the country. We have beaches, we have walkways, we have mountains, we have lakes. I think we have the full array, and it's just about like that. I think it's all fully down to personal responsibility. That's been shared up to the Jersey. You just mentioned their dog falling.
Yeah.
It's down to dog owners, and it's down to leave no trace. If you're bringing your dog for a walk, you bring your poop bags, you pick up after yourself, you bring it home. I would personally be of the opinion that, look, I don't think it's fully the responsibility of Kerry County Council or a business to have a bin outside their premises or in a public walkway for someone to dump
their
rubbish
convenience,
in.
I
genuinely don't. I don't think it's that, and I don't think we should facilitate people doing that. So I think it's down to that basic message, and it's a message that's being sent out in every primary school and secondary school throughout the country, even inside in creches. Don't leave a trace. You go to the beach for the day, don't leave a trace. You go to the town park, don't leave a trace.
Okay.
You take your dog for a walk, don't leave a trace.
What's your overriding message to the people of Tralee, and indeed people all over Kerry who'll be in Tralee? If we want to win this title, Ireland's best kept town, what do you want people to do?
Yeah, and I suppose, look, you've kind of hit the nail there a little bit. We're all very competitive in Kerry. We want to win. We want to put our best foot forward. Like I said, the vast majority of the responsibility in terms of the awarding of this is going to fall on the Tralee MD, Tralee Tidy Towns, the Tralee Chamber Alliance, the community employment schemes, who will roll their sleeves up and who will produce. I have no idea. But like I just said there, it's the responsibility of all of us to present Tralee in its best light. I have no doubt that people will get involved. I have no doubt that people will see the efforts that are going on around them. And it's like that sometimes a rolling stone can gather moss. And, you know, just want to encourage people over the next couple of months, not even over the next couple of months, you know, going forward. Yeah, let's roll our own sleeves up. If you see something around the place that maybe you think is inappropriate, if you can deal with it yourself, do. Like a bit of rubbish on the ground, if you can throw it into a public bin, that'd be great. Or if it's something a bit more, maybe a bigger profile issue, then don't be afraid to contact the Tralee Municipal District or Tralee Tidy Towns. I'm sure they'd only be delighted to help and, you know, to find out those issues on the ground.
Perfect. We leave it there. Best of luck to Tralee. And hopefully that'll be another All-Ireland title heading down in our direction. Thanks to Mayor of Tralee, Councillor Mikey Sheehy, for coming into studio to tell us all about it. It is 3:15. We have our weekly Garda slot with Garda Cathy Murphy. That's up next.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Celebrate your special family moments in their warm and friendly